It's time for Sunday School. Alistair Forge is a VCE English literature teacher at the William Rutherford Secondary School in Reservoir, however, has been teaching English for the previous 3 years and is an expert on the English exam, busting it down to help you get your best possible result this year. Welcome, Alistair.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, Libby.
Do you think people actually understand how challenging this paper is?
I probably don't think they do fully understand it. Students have got to write 3 essays in 3 hours, and you know, good responses that score high marks will be at least 3 pages per essay. So that's a lot of writing to do in 3 hours.
What did we do last week? We did this reading and responding. We did all the texts. There's more, is there?
Correct, yeah. So there's 3 elements to the English study design. There is what you discussed with Bob Hillman last week, which is called reading and responding. That's what our listeners would know as a traditional task, reading a text, studying it in detail, and then writing an essay on it. There's a second task or element, which is called language analysis, and that's where students dissect how language is used to persuade. And the third element, which we're going to talk about now, is called creating and presenting. It's also known as the context.
Dun, 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 dun.
Exactly.
The context, does it bring people undone?
Well,
what is the context? Is it a theme?
It is the study of a theme, and there are 4 themes that schools and students can choose to study. And I'll tell you what they are now. The first one is called encountering conflict.
Mm-hmm.
The second is whose reality.
Mm.
Then there is identity and belonging.
Yep.
And the last one is the imaginative landscape. So students and teachers have got to explore one of these themes.
Different books from the other list?
Correct. So they've actually got to study the theme through 2 different texts. So, for example, where I've been teaching, our context was encountering conflict, and we studied Kate Grenville's The Secret River and Arthur Miller's The Crucible, and we used them as a springboard for developing ideas and essays into this thing called encountering conflict. What does that mean?
So do you have to use the texts like in the old-fashioned way whereby like you'll get an essay question, which is a kind of a prompt on the exam, and then you use quotes that you've memorised and try and twist them into answering the question? Or like are there other ways that you can answer the question if you're doing context or when you're doing context?
Mm. Well, it's a great question, and it really gets to the heart of this. For the context, students can write any sort of essay they want. Now, not all essays will work well for everyone, but students could write a creative narrative. They could write a dialogue, a play, a memoir. They could write a hybrid essay where they're actually combining different genres together. Theoretically, they could even write a poem. Now, I'm not sure...
But it's got nothing to do with any of the books.
Well, the genre doesn't, but they have to draw on ideas that they have picked up from reading the book and exploring the context.
Hmm. Or you could write a creative story.
You could write a creative story.
Do you need to know what you're going to write before you get there? Like, for instance, could you say to yourself, look, I'm a really good creative writer. I'm always going to write a short story. That's what I'm going to do when I get in there.
Mm.
And I have been told, a little birdie told me, that the best way to write a short story is actually already to have one in your head and to be able to twist it around into to fit the prompt. So, for instance, one of my little friends wrote a short story based on her time as an exchange student, and she was always going to do that. She just was going to twist it around. Can you do that?
You can, and that's a fantastic approach if you've got a good story to tell and if you are a good natural narrator and or you're prepared to write enough practice essays, practice stories, that is, that you get very, very good at it. So I know that...
Is that the key, the practice?
Preparation is everything for this task.
And time,
that's right, yeah. So some students, you know, I teach students who, many of whom are migrants, and they have some wonderful migrant stories. Sometimes they don't always value those stories, but they can be fantastic and they can be used in this. Other students will say, look, I'm clever, I've got some good ideas, I've got a good analytical mind, but my skill is not in storytelling, so I'm going to write a more expository style essay and I'm going to bring in some other elements. I'm going to talk about McCarthyism and connect that with The Crucible and then draw some other connections to...
But you're always going to do that? Like, that's the plan. It's not like, oh, on the day, oh, I think I'll talk about McCarthyism. You've always basically got a set essay plan and you twist it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm nodding my head severely now. That's exactly right. Students have got to know well before the exam what sort of essay they're going to write. And hopefully in the years before Year 12, students have experimented with different genres and what suits them and what they have in their arsenal of skills.
I can see here you've written a list of choices that you could make in terms of that planning. So you've got creative narrative, which I guess would be a short story, mm-hmm. which would be something that you could kind of pre-plan and twist when you got there.
Yep.
How do the texts that you had to study relate to that? Or they don't have to.
Mm. Well, they certainly don't have to relate to the genre you choose to write in, but you have to draw on ideas. And there's a key quote. I'll see if I can find it. It doesn't come to mind.
While you're thinking, you have to think, because if you have a question for Alistair about this kind of thing, about context, about what sort of essay you can plan to write in your hour in context, or how to help your VCE student prepare for it, now's the time to call. 1300 222 774, 1300 222 774, if you would like to ask a question about how to approach context, or indeed if you're a teacher and you want to, talk through an idea about how to prepare for context.
Give me some advice, maybe.
1300 222 774 is the phone number, or you can text 0437 774 774.
So, in answer to your question, to what extent do students have to sort of quote from the text or refer to the text? The key quote that is on the exam is that the essay must draw directly from the text. And that can be done in many different ways. It could be done directly through quotations. It could be done through allusions to ideas. And it could be very indirect or very explicit. So that's really up to the student, how they choose to go about it. I think probably the best responses are going to be subtle in their allusions to the text.
I don't understand that.
Okay.
Well, so just say the text is what? What's it? Give me a text that I might know.
Well, most people are familiar with Arthur Miller's The Crucible.
Okay.
So that explores ideas, religious fanaticism, hysteria, the rule of law.
Right.
And it looks at how people cope with conflict and how they deal with it, how they deal with being put under pressure.
So you could write a memoir, say, of a Facebooker in Syria?
Exactly. And look at how they cope with some
of
the...
You could do a whole series of Facebook posts.
You could. Now, that would be a very sophisticated and very interesting approach, yeah. And so you'd be exploring these ideas through a made-up character, or perhaps not a made-up character, perhaps you do some research on someone. I know that my students, many of them wrote last year on a character called Mohammed Abouazi, I think his name is, who was Tunisian and who
set himself on fire. Well, he was the one who set the whole Arab Spring thing happening.
Exactly, exactly.
So he self-immolated to draw attention to what was going on in Tunisia.
Exactly, exactly. So if you can...
And did they write memoirs of him?
I think most of them wrote in an expository style,
right.
But they referred to him and they compared him with a character such as John Proctor.
In The Crucible,
exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
clever, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think one of the things that, I think as educators and students, when we're looking at this area of study, we can feel a bit overwhelmed by the choice and the fact that there is uncertainty there. And I think what we really have to do is to embrace the task and recognise that this is actually a fascinating task, and it's probably more to do with real life than many of the other tasks we do in English. It's deeply philosophical, and it involves ultimately insight about the human condition. And it's a great thing to be able to talk or write with freedom about those issues. And often students aren't given the opportunity. So I tell them, embrace this. This is interesting. Have an open mind. Think about it as an opportunity, not as a forced task.
Someone sent in a text message. What are the four themes again? Well, you only have to have one, and your school will decide that for you.
Correct.
But these are the themes that are on offer, Louise.
Sure. There's encountering conflict, and that's the most popular or the most commonly done. There's who's reality, which is about the nature of reality. There's identity and belonging, which, as you can imagine, is all about, you know, who we are. And then there's the imaginative landscape, which is probably the least done of all four contexts.
Yeah.
Yep. And involves imagination. I can't say much more about that because I haven't taught it.
And are there any more, like, tips?
Well, I encourage students to think about something rather called the diamond of success, which is adapted from someone else's triangle of success. We call it a diamond of success. And it involves four elements that they have to think about when they're writing their essays. And whatever they come up with, is this fulfilling the diamond of success? So firstly, they have to have beautiful writing. You know, the examiners say again and again, they want beautiful writing. They want to be engaged by your prose.
How do you get beautiful writing?
Well, you work very, very hard on improving your writing. And, you know, not everyone is capable. Myself, I'm not going to write beautifully, but if I can work hard and improve my writing, that's the ambition for every student.
Yep.
Secondly, you've got to have great ideas. So all through the year, you've got to be discussing things with your friends, with your teachers, with your families. Read the newspaper, see if you can bring in stimulus material from outside to your study of the context, and that will really develop your thinking. And I think it's really also important to ask questions and to search for ambiguity rather than feeling like you have to actually find the answer, as if there is an answer, because a lot of what is most interesting is, in fact, asking questions.
And so there's no defined answer. It's more your imagination, your breadth of thought, and how you express yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. However, you also have to critically engage with a prompt. So you'll be given a prompt, and I might just read one for the listeners. From the 2010 English exam, the encountering conflict prompt was, "It is difficult to remain a bystander in any situation of conflict." So... You'll have 10 minutes of reading time to think about that, and hopefully you'll have an answer that you've done before which is similar, and then you'll have to come up with something rather that really, really hits home at the essence of that prompt, and it isn't just a pre-prepared answer that you've got in your head but doesn't really fit that prompt.
Oh, so it would relate to something that was either in the Crucible or one of those things that you'd studied, but also you could perhaps write about being in Nazi Germany
Absolutely.
And turning away people from the door.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I want to do English.
Yeah. This is great. This is great stuff. And the final checkpoint is just to make sure that you have actually included ideas from the text.
So you do have to somehow pull something out of the text.
Correct. But it only
doesn't have to be a quote. It's just
exactly.
An idea.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, feel very inspired. Alistair Forge, thank you so much for coming on the program and doing that. Next week we'll start on the books, I think, but... Or maybe we might go through the second thing, language analysis. Anyway.
Fantastic.
We'll work it out.
I'm really glad that you're having this segment on your show and that everyone gets a chance to find out what some of our Year 12 students are doing. It is a tremendous challenge doing Year 12 English, and I think it's great that everyone knows about it.